When you came back from the reserves, you went to work for the Anaconda Company again?
I did, thinking that I'm only going to work for the Anaconda Company for a while. I'm just going to get my feet started. The pay was good. I'm just going to find something else. Well, then I got married and bought a house, and I'm still thinking I'm going to leave Anaconda Company. I'm not working like my dad did. I'm not going to work for the Anaconda Company. I'm going to have a good job. And then we start having kids. And then my vacations went from 1 to 2 weeks to 3 weeks to 4 weeks. I'm thinking, geez, if I work somewhere else, I'm going to have to start all over again on vacations. And I really enjoy my time off with my kids. And so I decided to stay with the Anaconda Company.
And what was your job?
Well, it's another thing I worked steel workers, local 6,000. Two was in Anaconda, 6,001 local was in Butte, the two unions. So I worked as a steel worker. I ran a thing called the dredge. It's where all the discharge from the concentrator goes into this pond, and you pump it back up to the concentrator, and it goes up to Yankee Doodle Pond. It was a boring job. It was an eight-hour day job. There was two of us on the dredge, and I got really bored. I could read a Lewis L'Amour book at work. I knew bosses couldn't walk on water, so once we took the boat out to the dredge, there was no way they could check on us. There was two of us. So I said, well, you know, I think I'm going to go back to college. So I did all my college. I got a degree from Montana Tech working on the dredge for the Anaconda Company on that dredge. So I got an associate's in arts degree from Montana Technology, just studying and doing all my homework on the dredge for the Anaconda Company. After I got the degree, I was transferred into operations to the float and the grinding floor. And then in 83, the Anaconda, the smelter shut down in 80. It was a bad day for me. I felt lost because I heard the news on KBOW, and I was out archery hunting, that the smelter was going to shut down for good after the strike. We went on strike July 1st. Around September 15th, they made the announcement that the smelter will no longer exist. And I thought, me being in the Anaconda Union, I wouldn't have a chance after the strike was over, that I would not even have a chance to go back to work at the concentrator. I made it. They did call me back. There was a lot of early retirements that a lot of the men took between Butte and Anaconda. So I worked till 83, and that's when the whole place shut down.